We are Thoth. Our name is strange to some of you, but very familiar to others. And if you look back in your memory, you will remember us from Atlantis. For indeed, we were one of the scribes of the librarian in Atlantis. And we were the keeper of the Emerald Tablets. And the Emerald Tablets were an explanation of how the Atlantean initiatives and initiations would contribute to the creation of the divine blueprint. And it is our purpose, our task, if you will, and our objective to assist each and every one of you here and now in the process of anchoring those Atlantean initiations in your physical body now. And most of you have already undergone those initiations. So this will be a reactivation and an explanation for your mind. Forgive the man, in order to integrate at a deeper level trust. Because all said and done, trust is the foundation for love and light. If you cannot trust yourself, then you cannot trust those around you. And when you feel you cannot trust those around you, you begin to question your trust in self. And of course, when we refer to self, we are talking about the creator energy, because that is whom and what you are. Whatever name you give it, you are light, you are love, you are forgiveness, and you are trust. In your human experience, you stray away from that reality through the use of the brain, because the brain initiates doubt. The brain erodes your faith. So we ask you now to focus upon your throat. Here in the throat center, the source of communication, if you will, the vocal cords allow communication to occur, your language and knowledge of language allow you to use sound in order to communicate. Imagine that your throat center is receiving light. Massive amounts of light are flowing into the throat center. And that light is absolutely laden with truth, filled with truth, overflowing with truth. In other words, I am the truth. I am the truth. I speak the truth. I believe in the truth. I distribute the truth. I am truth. And breathe that in. Now focus here in the third eye. In this area of the brow. I receive the truth. I receive the truth. And in receiving the truth, I transmit the truth. The truth of love, the truth of light, the truth of forgiveness, and the truth of acceptance. And breathe. Inhale truth. Breathe in truth through your mouth, through your nostrils, and through your throat, and through your third eye. Imagine a kind of line of truth flowing in through the upper half of your body. And allow this truth to re-energize you, to rejuvenate your beingness. To flow into you. And allow this truth to unseat the doubt in your being. To rout out the doubt in your being. To unhinge the doubt in your being. And breathe. Where did the doubt come from? Failure. The doubt originated in the failure of the divine blueprint to completely and totally seat itself in Atlantis. According to the Emerald Tablets, there should not have been any failure. Success should have been imminent. Doubt seeded the failure. Doubt seeded the lack of trust, suspicion, blaming, and the lack of confidence. All seeded by the lack of truth. By doubt and mistrust. And so the next place you focus upon is your solar plexus, your power center, your home of chi and prana, strength, courage, will. Go into that space. And imagine it is filled with trust. I trust my strength. I trust my power. I trust the cauldron of my being in my solar plexus and my root chakra and my navel chakra. I imagine and I allow that strength to flow up from those areas of my being. I trust that source of light and love and trust in my solar plexus to serve me well in generating, distributing, contributing, and sharing light and love and truth in my life. And accordingly, I refuse to lie to myself any further. I refuse to rationalize, and I decide to allow my determination to be re-energized, rejuvenated. No matter what I perceive as failure from the past, I declare this to be a brand new moment, the beginning, the origin of the rest of my experience. I release and let go of whatever I had chosen as weakness or failure. I accept all of the assistance that is offered me by the masters and the ancestors, by my extraterrestrial networks. I open to the light that comes from whatever source I perceive it to come from, knowing that ultimately it is the Creator who is providing that light. No matter what funnel it may come through, no matter what part of my body may experience it, I accept it. I love it. And I encourage it to flow into and through me. No matter what I may have forgotten, no matter what I may have done, no matter what level I may have dropped to, I trust myself. I trust my solar plexus. I trust my throat. I trust my third eye. I trust my root chakra. I trust my navel. And I see them all in alignment. And next I flow into my heart center. And as in Atlantis, I reestablish the connection to my soul, to my Creator. And I close my eyes. And I experience light, perhaps a pinpoint, perhaps an orb, perhaps some other shape. Perhaps it is still, perhaps it is moving, perhaps it is large or small. I connect to it now because I trust it. I trust my source. And from deep within my heart center, the double dodecahedron, the diamond heart, I forgive whatever role I may have played in the failure of the divine blueprint's integration. No matter what I may have done, I learned, and I learned a great deal. And I place my faith in my own individual divine blueprint here and now. Whatever role I am to play, whatever I am to create, whatever seeds I am to sow, whatever energy I am sourcing and distributing, I trust. I trust in my ability. I trust in my own faith. I trust in my determination and my persistence. And there is nothing to do. I do not have to do anything other than trust my soul, my source, and my origin. So whatever responsibility I have chosen to burden my shoulders with, I release it and I let it go and I drop my shoulders. I drop the stress. I drop the responsibility. I drop and release the burden. I am free. Free to be myself. Free to share my love, my light, and my trust with all of those around me. I release my negativity. I release my self-doubt. I release my shame. I release all of my self-criticism. And I vow that from this moment forward, I will see myself in the most positive of lights. And granted, in my loving humanness, I will fail. I will fail. There is no question. But instead of hanging it over my head, I will also release and let go of that, forgiving myself for whatever I perceive as my failure, and breathe. And now into the root chakra. I am grounded. I can feel my feet, the soles of my feet. I can feel them, even if they are not touching any part of the earth plane. I can feel the grounding taking place. And as such, I pay attention. As such, I watch. I listen. I feel. I smell, and I pay attention. I am powerful. I am grounded. I am filled with truth. I am trusting. I am authentic. I am sincere. I am loving. I am light. And I am forgiving. And now into my mind come the faces of those I have not forgiven. And whatever I must do to forgive them, I will do it. Perhaps I light a candle for them. Perhaps I send them love simultaneously as I look at the flame of the candle that is burning. Perhaps I simply send from my heart center loving kindness and compassion. And if they are no longer on the earth, I send it to their soul light, their starlight. I send it to their origin, their source. And if I cannot even identify whom it is, I send that loving light and forgiveness to the Creator as I contribute more and more and more to the earth plane. Through the Emerald Tablets, and for your information, the Emerald Tablets have been copied numerous times. Numbers of different cultures have recorded their wisdom in the Dead Sea Scrolls, the Scrolls of the Essenes, in the original aspects of what were the beginnings of the Bible, the ones that were translated improperly or incorrectly. The Babylonians, many others, recorded the wisdom. And that wisdom involves love and light and truth and forgiveness. You can feel it as we say the words, love, light, truth, and forgiveness. Love, light, truth, and forgiveness. I am love, light, truth, and forgiveness. And breathe. Breathe it into you. For indeed, you are all of those components. And because you are all of those components, you are able to carry the codes and the seeds that are transplanted into the earth, perhaps not used today, perhaps not used tomorrow, but believe us, absolutely used in the future. Your future, the earth's future. And the wisdom of those seeds will compound itself hundreds of thousands of times and share itself hundreds of thousands of times. Which is why the Archangel Gabriel said, "You cannot begin to estimate your value on this planet." Now you know why. Your contribution, your gift, will be given over and over and over again. And each time it's given, it will be magnified, fortified, and increased. You pay it forward every moment that you exist. It doesn't matter what your belief of self is. It's happening. And so, even though the experience of Atlantis was one of self-destruction, in all of the crystals in the earth is carried the knowledge and the wisdom of the Atlantean origin. And in that moment, when the divine blueprint anchors itself in the earth, those crystals will magically realign themselves with one another. We're not quite sure what shape they will take, but they will become the generator of light on the planet Earth that will prevent the divine blueprint from failing. And when that takes place, no matter how small the particle of that crystal is, it will be drawn to its source. It will align with and combine with all of the other particles. And the energy that is generated by that massive collection of crystals will come generated from the source, the seed, the center of the earth. And the abundance of that energy will be without doubt the greatest source the earth has experienced ever. So that is what will happen. And now you ask, will I see it? Absolutely you will. Will it take place in this lifetime? Absolutely no way to tell. Will I be aware of it? Yes, absolutely you will. Because all of your Atlantean experience qualifies you to experience the results, the rewards of your work, of your existence, of your participation. So yes. Yes, 1,000 times yes. You will be cognizant, conscious, and aware of that process when it occurs. Consider it something magnificent to look forward to. Consider it a potential miracle. And if you are capable, imagine it taking place at this moment. The largest crystal combination collection ever to have been experienced on the planet Earth, taking place now, here and now, in your presence, in your beingness. It has nothing to do with three-dimensional possibility, because it takes place in so many different realms. You call it alignment. Alignment of the stars, alignment of the crystals, alignment of the truth, the love, the light, and the forgiveness generated from the seeds that you have been planting. And breathe. Just breathe. Your Atlantean participation is, was, and always will be an integral part of the creation of the divine blueprint. And as was also said by the archangel, there is no failure. There was no failure. There will be no failure. The occasional obstacle, the occasional setback, and no failure. Ever. Trust in the efficacy, the efficiency, the effectiveness of the Emerald Tablets. The effectiveness of the divine blueprint and your role in it. And as the angel pointed out, we are eternally grateful for the role that you play in bringing the onset of the divine blueprint in this year of 2026, according to the Gregorian calendar and many others. So it is. We are Thoth, keeper of the Emerald Tablets, devoted to the service that you distribute throughout the Omniverse.